So the first question of the night sets the entire evening up. No pressure whatsoever.
It's actually two things.
Two questions.
Two questions, if that's all right.
Sir, you're playing on my sympathies, aren't you?
Well, my name's Andre. I'm an actor, a comedian, and writer. People always try to get me to dance, too. My first question is, well, yes. I'm currently writing a screenplay now, and I've been at major writer's block for the longest time. I was wondering if you ever had writer's block and what you did to deal with it.
Have I ever had writer's block? Yeah, a little bit. I just basically don't have writer's block. I get writer's laze, where I just don't... Why should I write, you know?
Pretty much.
Let's see how many Law and Orders are on today. I do, basically, because I would rather sit there and watch Hang 'Em High McCoy throw, you know, another scumbag murderer in jail than create shit. I want to be entertained sometimes, where it's just like, yeah, good, burn him. Fucking burn him. Send him to the goddamn chair. Murder one, eh? You know? And then my wife's like, yeah, the mortgage is due. I'm like, oh, shit. Jay and Bob say something remotely witty, you know? Cha-ching, back to Law and Order. So, I'll just kind of veg out and sit in front of the TV for a while, and it's not so much writer's block where I'm like, I have nothing. It's just this kind of place where I'm like, I don't want to do nothing. And I've only really had it maybe once. I was working on the $6 Million Man screenplay fucking eons ago, 1995, and we were working at Universal, on Mallrats, kind of, basically somebody, one of the producers, Jim Jacks, was just like, hey, $6 Million Man is up for grabs. Somebody want to do a feature version. Did you ever watch it? And I was like, I did watch that show. And he was just like, you want to write it? And I was like, are you fucking kidding me? Not really, but... but it would be awesome to get the job, you know? Like, that's basically what it is for me. It's not doing the work. It's just having somebody go, you, sir, are good enough. And then I'm like, oh, phenomenal, thank you. And then I fucking fight it the whole way home. Green Hornet, perfect example. It was just nice to have somebody say, you, sir, are good enough to make a comic book movie. And I was like, tremendous. And I signed the contract, and I was like, wait, what? Do it? So that kind of happened with $6 Million Man, and there were just days where I was like, I don't know what the fuck Steve Austin does, you know? What does he do? He wakes up and he watches Law and Order. Because I don't live the Steve Austin life, and I'm used to writing about shit where I just kind of take pages out of my own daily life and shit, but I am not bionic by any stretch of the imagination. Not even remotely athletic, you know? So I would be totally blocked writing that. And it really started to show. Like, I'd hand Mosier over some pages to read, Scott Mosier, my producer. And I was like, what do you think? And he was just like, well, in this scene here, the big action sequence, you have Steve Austin hiding behind a rock.